With Saddam Hussein in U.S. custody and positive reports in the past month about the economy, President Bush is wrapping up the year with his approval ratings on the rise. His numbers have been inching up for months, but the polls have fluctuated wildly in the past year, and that pattern certainly could continue into 2004. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
President Bush is already off to Camp David, having spent the last 2 weeks hosting holiday parties at the White House and basking in a string of good news stories, from Saddam Hussein under armed guard to major European nations, even those opposed to the war, agreeing to restructure Iraq's huge foreign debt, to Libya's sudden decision to open its weapons programs to international inspectors, to reports at home that economic growth could continue through the coming year.
This is a very happy Christmas season for President Bush.
So says Jack Pitney, a political scientist at Claremont McKenna College in California. Actually, it's not that the president's numbers have suddenly skyrocketed in response to the news, but they are back on an upward trend, with his approval ratings in the high 50s. And after a year in which they've been up and down, the fact that they're going up again adds to the feeling of cheer for the president and his staff, says Pitney. Perhaps a validation of administration policies.
It's a significant indicator because for a few months it looked as if the situation in Iraq could become a liability for President Bush. But the capture of Saddam Hussein has gone a long way toward turning that around. Not only is it important in and of itself, but if it leads to a reduction in violence in the region, that will be a major boost for him in the months ahead.
President Bush is also doing better against potential Democratic opponents in next year's election, including Howard Dean, who polls show to be the leading Democrat. Andrew Kohut of the Pew Research Center says that Democrats continue to have a very strong disapproval of President Bush. It's at 70% with no sign of abating. Even so, Mr. Bush has opened up an 8 or 9 point lead against a generic Democratic candidate.
Those numbers represent progress because a month ago it was 50-50, or if anything, a small plurality saying they would prefer a Democratic challenger. So not only is President Bush running more strongly against Dean, but he's also running more strongly against the concept of any Democrat.
But what goes up rarely stays there. That's something the president knows. As recently as October, polls showed him losing in a matchup with an unnamed Democrat. The president's fortunes over the coming year could very much resemble a roller coaster with unexpected ups and downs and twists and turns. There are so many potential variables. Certainly there's Iraq, and perhaps a greater expectation on the part of Americans that things will start to get better there with Saddam Hussein locked up. There's the potential for any number of surprises and crises to pop up around the world, and there's the state of the economy and whether it turns out to be a jobless recovery, as some worry. All of this means no one is taking anything for granted. Bob Bennett is the Republican Party chair in Ohio, a state the president narrowly won in 2000 and one that will be equally important next year.
I'm not even going to believe those polls the last weekend of the campaign. I'm going to continue to operate, I think, right up through Election Day as if we're down a point. I think that's the only way we can play the election right now. The polls don't mean much right now. It's indicative, as I say, of indication of the president's leadership. But as far as the election is concerned, nobody's going to put a lot of stock in the polls right now.
Still, the polls do show the president to be in a position of strength with the election season about to kick into high gear, which is exactly what Mr. Bush or any candidate would want this holiday season. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.